You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Poetry takes on many forms, and it probably isn't often thought of as a genre used to express oneself in prison or the gritty streets. Now, I want to read a portion of the biography of one of our guests today, Julian Jules Davenport. Now, this is a paragraph from his biography on his website. Convinced by veteran street mentors, a self-maximizing choice against poverty and squalor made the allure of fast cash irresistible. Unfortunately, those activities were not appreciated by the state. My successful entrepreneurial career as an independent South American chemical distributor for needy self-medicators was abruptly cut short in exchange for frugal free room and board at a secure, gated community of like minds. Julian Jules Davenport, a writer and poet, is with us today, along with Jennifer Hendry, Learning and Resource Center specialist at the Milton Hershey School. Jules Davenport, I have to say, that is a creative way of saying you sold drugs and went to prison. Besides the creativity, and there's some humor in there, in what is something very serious, and I'm sure very painful for you, did you consciously frame your bio that way, or is that how you see life or what you write about?
Sounds like the truth to me.
Well, I mean, did you make a conscious decision of saying, you know what, this is, if rather than just saying, okay, I broke the law, I sold drugs, I went to prison, that you framed it this way?
Inspiration, motivation, and the E is for entertainment. So, 'cause even though, you know, it's a lot of ugly stories out there, but they could be entertaining too. It depends on how you tell them. So words have power, right? Mm.
So tell us about your life. Who was Jules Davenport?
I'm a writer. I'm an author. I'm a father. I'm just a regular guy, the way I see it, but I just love to write, you know, about my experiences. So I guess my vulnerability is what makes me stick out.
No, so, notice when I ask that question, I ask, who was Jules Davenport? Tell us about your life as you were describing in the biography leading up to the point where you wrote and wrote poetry.
Okay. Well, I mean, basically, I had my experiences with the street, and they landed me in prison. They landed me close to death. And through those experiences, you know, I tried to reflect on those and, you know, create the new me. Well, I won't even say the new me, the evolved me, you know, because every day, you know, we learn something new. So, pretty much I've been through the same thing that any other young black male been through out in the city, man. It's just the same thing, same story. I just put it on paper. Ain't too much different.
How did you first start writing?
The way I started writing was I pen pal my dad back and forth from prison. So, I was about 8-9 years old, and I met my dad around that time. So my only communication with him, because he was locked up, was through collect calls or either letters. So I kind of grew fond of writing through that process.
So you wrote even from the age of 8 or 9 when you went to prison. Did that inspire you at all? Or were you writing the whole time that you were incarcerated?
Well, I mean, I had, you know, the writer block happens everywhere, but I mean, I wrote a good amount to get me through the time while I was locked up. It was therapeutic to me. It's something that it just comes natural to me. Like I said, when I was younger, the way I grew close to writing was because it was my only option to communicate with something that mattered to me in my life. So it was kind of just happened. It wasn't something I was like, I want to be a writer one day. It didn't happen like that to me.
You said that everyone has writer's block. Did you have writer's block in prison?
Yes. I mean, I'm thinking about my life in prison, but what took me away, it's thinking about, you know, what I want to do, my hopes and my dreams, my aspirations, and that kind of killed the writer's block. I mean, but the writer's block just comes from being in there, sitting there, and nobody just wants to sit still. I'm used to moving. So when I sit still, you know, I'm not feeling like myself. So it's not like I'm not inspired to write at that moment. But at the same time, and the same aspect, you are inspired to write about that too.
Hmm. Can we hear one of your poems?
Yeah, I'll read one of my favorite poems. It's called My Society. It's called My Society, and it goes like this. In my society, there's choices of destruction and variety. I always felt like the rules never applied to me. In my society, the path to success is rarely taken, and the young boys lose their fathers and they feel forsaken. In my society, precious young girls get lost at war, and all we see is closed doors because the open is crowded. In my society, some days I ask God how he could allow this. But I guess he wouldn't give us one thing that we couldn't handle. Caught up in our lifestyles in the midst of a scandal. In my society, it isn't safe to walk the streets. There's robbers and thieves, the underachieved. Money's the only subject. People's eyes fill with greed. In my society. That's from my first book, In My Eyes. That's from the first book I wrote.
Well, when you write that, obviously, you know, you're inspired by your own life, but are you also thinking about how people will read and interpret, or is there a lesson for people as they're reading your poetry or reading your writing?
Yeah, it's a lesson in everything. It's a lesson in everybody's life. But when I write, I do write from my own experiences, but I try to keep it like open because, I mean, my experiences are your experiences in a way. They're like everyone's experiences in a way. So it's like I tried to just keep it open but still talk about myself, if that makes sense.
Jennifer Hendry, you are the Learning and Resource Center Specialist at the Milton Hershey School, a librarian. You teamed up with Jules to inspire students to write. How did that come about?
Well, as a librarian, one of my main goals is making my students excited about coming into the space. And so we do a lot of programming here. So we had done some open mics and poetry slams in the years past. And my friend heard about Jules, gave me his name, and I looked at his website and I was immediately excited about how he could connect with my students. And his background is very similar to the students that I work with. So it all started with an email, and the next thing we knew, we were programming together and have done a lot ever since.
In what way? When you say programming together, working together, in what way?
Okay, so we started with, he did a virtual poetry slam with us last year when we were still really quarantined. So we encouraged students to write poems, and he worked with them prior to the performance. He also was a judge at one of our other poetry slams. He did a creative writing workshop. I think we called it, actually it was Rock the Mic. So he worked with students to help them fine tune their poems and their performance skills before they performed during the Zoom session. This year we did, well, and the exciting part about that was they met him online last year and had never met him in person. And we kept saying, someday Jules will come to our school. And this year he came to our school and it was amazing. They were very excited to meet him. He did a creative writing workshop with all of our creative writing classes. And then he stayed for the open mic and coached our kids. And he's a rock star here at Milton Hershey.
When you say that the students were inspired, how could you tell they were inspired?
Oh, my goodness. Their eyes light up when they start to watch him recite his poems. He starts usually with reciting a poem like My Society for the creative writing workshop. He'll start with the poem and he'll say, now I'd like to give you all time to write for a few minutes. And he really doesn't have to do much because they're so inspired just by meeting him and hearing his story, hearing his poem, that they dive into writing. And I'm sitting there watching a room full of kids who might normally resist writing, and they're all creating poems. And so I just, and he walks around and engages with them. He's just got a knack for working with students. He inspires people, and it's just so wonderful to watch.
Hmm. You know, I'm curious about how you provide context for these kids, these students. I mean, obviously, Jules is talking about a lot of serious, a lot of heavy topics, you know, some of which were illegal. How do you provide context to kids and say that, you know, there are lessons here, but there's all, you know, that the, you know, these are Jules' experiences. How do you explain that to kids?
We actually don't talk a whole lot about it, other than I know when he presents to them, he talks about, you know, that prison is a bad, bad place, and that poetry's helped him heal and helped him work through things. So the main mission, and our students, in case anyone doesn't realize this, every Milton Hershey student comes from poverty, and every student has had adverse childhood experiences that are very similar to what Jules went through. Some of their experiences are similar. Some of their parents are incarcerated. So they understand what life on the streets can be like. They understand what pain is like. So they get him immediately. And he is a good role model for them, and talks about how, you know, he's made changes in his life to be a better person and things like that. So his poetry really does exude healing. So that's what we focus on.
You know, I often talk when we have... we used to, before the pandemic, have students come through WITF, and often they would ask about getting into broadcasting or getting into journalism. And, you know, one of the things that many of us encourage young people to do is to write. Sometimes, and I've been told by teachers who are with them, there's, you know, when I say this, they kind of roll their eyes, but when they hear it from someone who is there, it makes work. You get that sense from the students that, because they can connect with Jules, that they can see, hey, this is something I can relate to.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a middle-aged white woman who invites them in to enjoy poetry. When they meet Jules, it's a whole different story. He appeals to them, and he's very cool. He's very cool. So when they meet him and they hear him talking positively about poetry, and he's reciting his poems and he's full of passion and he talks about how it's helped him, they're sold. It's an easy sell. And that is just so amazing.
So Jules, first of all, being told that or hearing that you're cool has to be feel pretty good, you know? So that's one thing. But how do you connect with these kids? I mean, what is it that you're able to connect with these students?
Man, I don't really know how to answer that in, like, you know, a simple way, but I guess the easiest way to explain that is, I don't know, pain connects us, man. It's like when somebody goes through something traumatizing or whatever, it's almost like, you know, if you've been through something traumatizing as well, you can just see it immediately. You know what I mean? Without having to talk. So it's like, you know, I don't have to know what every one of these kids been through. I can just see it in their eyes. And the fact that I'm telling them the truest, deepest, darkest parts of me without holding back, then they know that I'm real. You know, I don't have to hold back because, you know, I'm telling them my real story. So I don't know. I guess I can't say that that's why, but that's why I think why, you know?
Hey, Jules, one thing I noticed when I went to your website, and I encourage our listeners to do that because there's some more of your works there. I got the sense that, and just listening to my society, that there's a bit of performer in you as well, that that poem takes on more life with you doing it rather than someone just reading it for the first time. You consider yourself a performer too?
Yeah, I do.
So the next question is why?
I mean, I look at it like I'm trailblazing. Like, I know that everybody's like, oh, it's poetry. Like, Jen sees the poetry side of it. But what I see is just, like, it's a tool. You know what I mean? It's like The poems are, they can be, you can read them like you said, or somebody else can read them, but they never have as much effect as if you perform them or if you make somebody else feel them. So I think it's important to have that aspect. Like, I think that's one of the things that catches the kids, the students, is that I'm willing to, you know, step away from my book or my paper and get in their face and say the words and make them feel the words. You know what I mean? The energy.
What do you feel as you're reading or reciting one of those poems or something that you've written?
Man, every time I read a poem, it's like this. It's like each poem is a captured moment or at a different time. And every time I read a poem, it takes me back to that moment. So it's a whole lot of emotion, a whole lot of feeling. I mean, I cried when I read some of these poems. And around groups of people, I never hold nothing back. I mean, because it's just, sometimes you just can't help it. It hits you. And then sometimes you can read that same poem and just read straight through it. But I don't know. It depends. It depends on the energy that day. But when I read them, for the most part, it takes me back to the moment.
So, Jules, how can, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people in our audience today who would like to read more of what you've written. How can they do that?
Well, you can go to www.iamjules.com, and I usually update my audio poem on there, and I usually update all of my content, and anything that I'm doing around town or around period, you can find it on there, so. Or you could go. You could follow me on Instagram. I am Jules, and you could. If you go to the website, you can go to all of my social media, and pretty much anything I'm doing is going to be on there.
And Jules is spelled J-U-E-L-Z. We'll point that out as well. So Jennifer Hendry, what do you have in mind for Jules in the future?
I hope he continues to come to our open mics because the students just love it when he's there and they're performing. We hope to have some more creative writing workshops down the road. And who knows? Who knows what we'll come up with? But we want to keep letting him be a role model for our kids and inspiring them.
Jules Davenport and Jennifer Hendry, Learning and Resource Center Specialist at Milton Hershey School. Thank both of you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.